You're listening to 88.1 WVPE. September is Recovery Month, and all month we've been featuring conversations about addiction recovery, especially regarding the prescription opioid crisis. I recently had a chance to visit with Dr. Carolyn Warner Greer, who is a medical doctor who specializes in addiction medicine and is the medical director of the Bowen Recovery Center. She was able to give us a little background on the prescription opioid crisis.
You know, there was a time in the late 80s and early 90s where there was a change in how we educated our healthcare providers in addressing reports of pain. And, you know, prior to that, the idea of prescribing an opioid pain reliever to someone for moderate or even severe pain was not very likely to happen outside of the hospital. And there was, it's a fascinating story of some pharmaceutical companies and some very, very savvy medical marketing that the next thing you know, about the time I graduated from med school, that we were told that, you know, doctors undertreat pain and you're a bad doctor if you don't address pain. And that if the key point was, as they said, if people have legitimate pain, which again, we can't objectively measure the, in the pain, you know, I can measure your blood pressure and your heart rate, but I can't really measure your pain. If they have valid pain, that there's no concerns about using opioid pain relievers, that the risks of misuse and possibly dependency, intolerance, or even addiction just won't happen. And so it was a free for all. And things that looking back now seem ludicrous were just commonplace. And hospitals actually were cited if they didn't appropriately take care of pain. And so it was kind of a free for all. Well, we found that in doing that, we weren't really helping people with pain. And instead we were creating a whole generation of people dependent on opioid pain relievers. Eventually, as all things, we swung the pendulum way too far, and abruptly around 2009-2010 started having guidelines for prescribing pain medicines. But what ended up happening was we had, again, a whole generation of people who were dependent on opiate pain relievers, and they stopped prescribing them. Then we created a bunch of people with an opioid use disorder who didn't have a source of pain medicine. So we talk about the first wave of opioid use was prescription pain relievers. And then the second wave was people moved on to treat withdrawal symptoms and to treat cravings and stuff with heroin, which we hadn't seen since the 70s in this part of the country. And, you know, despite having appropriate treatment available, more and more treatment available to treat opiate use disorders and all substance use disorders, heroin has now been replaced, unfortunately, with synthetic fentanyl, which is much more pure, much more potent. And so the risk of overdoses, when we sort of got a hold of it with prescription pain medicines, we sort of got a hold of it with heroin, and now it's at all-time highs because of the presence of fentanyl in our communities, specifically in Northeast Indiana.
Now, Dr. Warner Greer, if someone in our audience thinks that they may have a problem or someone in their life has got a problem, what's the next step?
Luckily, out of a bad epidemic came a lot of resources for treatment. Most counties have a form of a 211 system where just at any time someone can reach out and get good direction towards, in the case of opioids, we have good medicines that address withdrawal symptoms and really prevent the risk of overdose. And one of the, you know, people don't go from being in active addiction to never taking a pain pill again. There's a lot in between. And what's made this an epidemic is not just the consequences of illegal substance use, but more so the horrible outcome of a fatal overdose. So from a medical standpoint, every county has at least one place where they can be evaluated for medical services, as well as for the clinical services to look why someone is continuing to use opioids, what all aspects of their life, something as simple as adequate housing, having good emotional support, working on relationships, employment, transportation, all that kind of stuff. Of course, I work for the Bowen Center, and we cover all aspects of someone's well-being, not just their psychiatric wellness, but also their physical wellness. And then what we call the social determinants of health, which are, you know, where you live, do you have food, you know, that kind of thing. We work on those in our offices as well as outside our offices with our skills-based services, who actually go into the home with people and say, you know, what are we going to work on today? And help people right where they are.
Our guest has been Dr. Carolyn Warner Greer, the medical director of the Bowen Recovery Center. The Bowen Center is a financial supporter of WVPE.